ABC News.
It's certainly consistent with what we have seen over a number of years now. Fire seasons are starting earlier, that they're getting more intense during the period of the fire season. A lot of that at the moment is being driven by the underlying drought that we've seen through a lot of the forested regions, basically from Queensland all the way down to southeast Gippsland in Victoria. So it's certainly a sign of what we're facing this year, and there's no real sign of anything changing in the longer term.
I mentioned that advocates are calling for climate change action to be taken, which is obviously a long-term possible solution. But in the short term, what about our preparations for bushfires? Backburning, for example, do we need to rethink how we do that?
Hazard reduction burning is probably the most effective way we have of reducing fuels, and fuels in the environment and the vegetation in the environment are what make the fires more intense and move faster, and all of those factors. We know that we face challenges with trying to get those in with the climate change, and particularly the drought this year. Trying to undertake those in safe conditions is actually getting more and more difficult. The windows for doing that are getting more difficult. And of course, we have to deal with the whole issue that those burns as well create smoke. And I'll just recall back in winter time, there was a lot of concern about smoke in Sydney around that time from prescribed burning. So there's a conversation we need to have with the community about how do we manage all of the positive sides of hazard reduction and the negative sides, so that we can actually reach a useful way of dealing with the risk here.
As you say, those windows are getting smaller and smaller. We've had a story this morning from the World Meteorological Organization, which says this last decade is set to be the hottest decade in history. There's no denying that the world is warming up. So are we looking at a future where we won't actually have a bushfire season? We'll have bushfires possibly all year round?
Actually, Australia already has bushfires all year round. In the winter time, we have fires in the north of Australia, and through to the summer, they work their way down Australia into the southern parts. It's really a question of whether we're going to have that in a particular point on the landscape. But it's probably a long way off for Australia. But certainly, we are seeing this lengthening of the fire seasons that we've seen. We know we're sitting on now a 1 degree above normal or long-term average temperatures, and all of the normal variations that we see are now sitting on top of that 1 degree, and that means that events like Black Saturday or Ash Wednesday or those sorts of events, the timing between those sorts of events will become shorter, and so they'll become more frequent. So we have to have a plan for how we're going to deal with that.
So the smoke haze too, is that something that we should all become accustomed to?
I think it's an inevitability of having more fires in the landscape will lead to more smoke, and it just happens that the geography of a number of our major cities mean that if you get a temperature inversion, then the smoke will just sit over the cities, and we have that problem in Perth, and we have that problem in Melbourne and Sydney. So yes, to some degree, we'll have to work out how do we plan for smoke, and maybe that's the core message for communities. If we know it's going to be smoky, we not only need a bushfire plan that incorporates the impact of fire, but we need a bushfire plan to say what are we going to do about smoke if you're particularly sensitive to it.
So is that how we should tackle it? Just finally, have a bushfire plan in place that allows us to deal with this year on year?
It's always important to have a plan about what you're going to do about the risk, particularly if you live close to the bush. But if you live further away from the bush, then clearly the impacts, the longer term impacts of smoke and other aspects out of the fires, and indeed floods and other things, will become important if we end up in a situation which is looking likely that we end up with more fire in the landscape.
ABC News.